Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Right, lads, wrinkly clothes, if they are tumble dryer friendly. Here's a hell of a hack. Ditch the iron and grab some ice. If you want to get the wrinkles out of your shirts or your slacks, 2 or 3 ice cubes in the dryer, along with 1 or 2 pieces of clothing, not too much. Place it on the hottest setting. The ice melts, turns to steam, and essentially irons your clothes.
Love it. Very good.
Isn't it handy?
Yes, it is.
You're
I never iron, though. Iron is like spawn of Satan for me now.
Well, there you go. There's a... I tend to not tumble dry clothes. Because I find, especially as a bigger guy, that the T-shirts start to shrink.
Yeah.
Despite the fact I might say, yeah, you can throw them in at a certain heat.
Yeah, no, I tumble dry too much. I knew getting it was a bad idea because it's always the temptation to put stuff in it when it's sitting there.
You know? A rush.
But anyway,
kids' uniforms and all of that.
Yeah, that's it.
You're always banging on about the usefulness of vinegar. And you've mentioned a few in your home hacks. So if you've got a collection of cloudy drinking glasses that just won't come clean, let's say you've got friends over and you're thinking, oh, we need a few glasses for the old... bottle of grape there, but the glasses aren't looking the best because they've been sitting there for a while. Not the case in your house, I know. But don't waste your time scrubbing with traditional fairy washing up liquid, whatever soap you use. A little white vinegar will help get those hard water stains out, along with a whole bunch of other stuff, which you can hear on previous Home Hacks episodes in relation to vinegar. If you go to our website on eastcoast.fm, you'll see them all there.
Vinegar again. Vinegar in a plastic bag, wrap it tight around the head of the glass, and in the morning, remove the bag, wipe it down, sparkly glasses. Brilliant.
The only problem I have with vinegar is the bloody smell of it.
The smell of it, yeah, that is very true. Yeah.
It's like, can you get like a scented vinegar? Is there any such thing as a lemon vinegar?
No, not that
well,
I know.
Well, there should be. I need to go to Dragon's Den with that. If everyone's using vinegar for their home hacks. I never thought of this. We all drop stuff. Glasses, shatters on the floor into a million pieces. But you've got to pick all that stuff up because you might have kids running around the house barefoot or what have you. Pick up broken glass with bread. All the tiny little bits.
Okay.
Obviously you'd get the Hoover out or the brush or what have you.
Make it a bit wet first so it soaks them all up.
Gets them all in there. Clean a foggy mirror with shaving foam. Brilliant. Seriously, if you've got a mirror in your bathroom and it's looking a bit grim... You can clean it with the shaving foam, which does that for you. And then once it's clean, it tends not to fog up again.
Brilliant.
So, you know when someone leaves you like a funny message on the mirror?
Yeah.
You can't do that if they've shaving foam just first.
Also, the other thing about that is it's handy because it's in the bathroom. Do you know yourself, you're like, oh, I must bring up the spray to clean the mirrors upstairs. And it's actually thinking, remember to go downstairs and get it under the sink.
Yep.
Whereas the shaving foam is probably up there anyway.
And it smells lovely, which is fantastic. Love a bit of shaving foam, me. The other one I wanted to mention as well is instead of disassembling your blender and cleaning those sharp blades by hand, there's such a simple hack because a lot of people are using blenders now for their shakes in the morning and all of that healthy stuff. This is going to save you a lot of time and effort. Just fill your blender halfway with hot water, throw in some fairy washing up liquid, secure the lid and turn it on.
Yeah, I do that. And it's very rewarding to watch because
it foams
bubbly
up
and stuff. And you're like,
suds,
look at it all getting rid of all the dirt in there.
Yeah, and the suds are like suds you've never seen before because they've been blended within an inch of their life. It's like foamy foam.
Good one as well. Grapefruit for the bath. If you don't want to use those harsh, expensive chemicals, turning the water on, get it wet, cut a grapefruit in half.
Grapefruit?
Sprinkle salt on the exposed fruit and scrub it on the bottom of the bath and you'll have a bath that's gleaming in no time at all.
Smell of the grapefruit as opposed to vinegar. Grapefruit vinegar. That's another one we have to work on as well.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.